God.
Well, it's happened again.
Has it?
Yep, it has.
I hate it when that happens.
Well, you know, it happens more often than it doesn't.
Well, you know, as you get older, that's true.
Well, and I mean, you know, and it seems like it's happening more and more.
Well, I mean, I've watched the news. I know. It's
well,
it's,
right.
Mm-hmm. And it's
so
it's yeah. shocking, but not
it really is shocking. It really is shocking. Very shocking. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are you talking about?
I got nothing.
Perfect.
Oh, no, I know what it was.
Oh.
I'm back. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going
oh,
on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Meh. Gosh. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday. The 21st of July, 2025, in the year of Ms. Dolly Hortensia Lovatory Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who, y'all, I've just left the coal mine where it rained 3 inches today. Hasn't rained a drop here at the Vader family compound. Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh, speaking of not a drop.
Not a drop. And also with me today, celebrating 20 years of the Little Fatty Cast. It's Big Fatty.
Is this the anniversarium show?
No, we'll get around to that eventually. But we passed it because we were both, it was one of those.
It's kind of like gas. We just passed it.
We passed it and then it just lingers. And so we'll get to it. But not ready for that yet. So yeah, it's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
First of all, I've got a list of corrections for that Daniel Beaver.
If only you had from sent those week. To the corrections chitter chat group.
Actually, I've lost the list now, so I'll have to get back to you on that. But it was an extensive list.
I have no doubt. Y'all, we do want to say a special thank you once again to that Daniel Brewer who joined me for last week's little show.
Right.
It was very kind of him, and y'all, we chatted for a while, and... Yeah, you know, we caught up because you know we didn't really get to catch up when we were at lunch with Big Mama. So,
well, you were having to deal with Big Mama.
No, there's that. But yeah. So anyway, now it's riveting. Last week on the little show, we were talking about the Wizard of Oz, and so.
Yes.
Breaking
news.
Y'all, after Daniel and I recorded, and we recorded on Saturday afternoon, we recorded early. Now, of course, this week we're recording on the day we release it. But y'all, the videos started popping up on my TikTok from the Backstreet Boys concert.
Yes.
At the Sphere. And y'all, I don't like the Backstreet Boys. And I don't dislike them, in fairness. But I don't like them. They're not... they came out. We were talking about this. My college roommate was here, and actually both of them. And we had dinner, and we were talking about this at... Y'all, we were at the Lewis Barbecue.
Excuse me.
And...
you mentioned dinner, and I just felt like I needed to belch.
Y'all, and it was 105 degrees outside, so we ate inside where it was only 92. But either way, we were sitting there talking, and y'all, we decided that the Backstreet Boys, they came out after... they really came out when we were finishing college. And so, y'all, we were just a little too old to
get
caught up in that pop boy band thing. We weren't old enough and we weren't young enough. We were just at that age where you're not going to get caught up in the boy bands. And so, y'all, I know their music because it was on the radio. But either way, y'all, about the short story is I bought tickets to the concert. So Mr. Vader is going to the Lost Wages here in a couple of weeks. So we will be showless August 11th, that show, because Mr. Vader has booked his trip to the Lost Wages.
Oh, no, that was
the 10th. The 10th. Yeah. So, no, the 11th is Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. We won't be recording on the 10th, but yes. There will not be a show for the 11th because y'all.
Dr. Stone is going to be crestfallen
because
the 9th is his birthday.
Y'all, he's currently in Greece or he's on that Atlantis cruise, and y'all, the last thing I saw from him,
Is it an Atlantis cruise?
I'm pretty sure it is. That's what he said. But y'all, I'm pretty sure it was, he's never coming home. So, you'd let him take one vacay without Big Fatty and instead of never again, it's never coming home.
Right. Well, coming home, never again.
Right. Exactly. So, I'm not
sure I realized it was an Atlantis cruise.
Well, I thought that's what he said. I thought that's what his check-in said.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't know.
I was not consulted. I was not invited.
Well, that he consulted the NIP. Yeah, I'm sure that's where he got all of his travel advice from.
Well, the NIP may be with him. Who knows?
Well, you know,
it's delightful.
He does disappear from time to time. So, but yeah, y'all, am I excited about the Backstreet Boys? Yeah, not overly, but am I excited to see the show? 1,000%. Y'all, the stage lifts up in the air, like 60 feet up in the air in the middle of the show. It is an amazing show that they themselves spent $30 million to have it produced. So, looking forward to seeing that. Y'all don't have good seats. And so, yeah.
Well, I thought there's no bad seat in the Sphere.
Well, there aren't, but, we'd like to be somewhere. Yeah, we don't like being up top, but we really, y'all, the tickets, y'all, I had to sit down when I saw the ticket prices. They made the Wicked Witch package of the Wizard of Oz look like child's play, and so we
are expensive.
Yeah, so we decided that the $800 ticket was not for us, because we do not have that kind of bougie. And yeah, I wasn't sure about going because it is expensive, and especially for a group you aren't, super fan of.
Excuse me, I'm gonna have to take this call.
Okay, one moment.
So you go ahead. We'll be right back. Talking.
No, we'll be right back.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh Lord, there's been an incident.
The sound has gone.
Oh Lord.
Wait a minute. Let me just switch it back to the ear pods.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, Big Fatty had a phone call he had to take, and y'all, I guess it wasn't super long, but y'all, it's a good thing we didn't just keep going because would have run out of things to say because.
Well.
Poor Big Fatty. Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Okay, I think it's working now.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Yep, it's working.
So Big Fatty had a phone call, and now he's back, and so we didn't make you suffer through me nattering for those 5 minutes. So,
thank you so much. Yes. So you'll be nattering for the next 5 minutes?
Right, right. But anyway, I don't remember what we were saying, but y'all, the reason...
Well, the question is, where were you on Sunday? Oh, I see a Bucky's cup, y'all.
That's from the other trip. I think I've already said that I had... dinner with my college roommates and friends who were in town.
Oh, okay.
And so we went. We had the early dinner because they were going to, or some of them were going to the Jason Isbell concert down at the Gaillard Auditorium. And so,
excuse me, I'm going to the Gaillard.
Yeah. So they wanted to have dinner early, and I had some coal mine work I had to do because y'all, I got big doings this week. I got to go to y'all. I was supposed to go to D.C. and Philadelphia, but now I'm just going to Georgetown, South Carolina on Thursday. So it doesn't really matter anymore. But I was trying to get some things.
What are you seeing, a man about a horse?
About some gin, actually.
Oh, well, okay.
But I'm visiting a man who has a horse, or had a horse.
Okay.
To chat with him about a horse a little bit more. So,
okay. Yeah.
So we've tried to make ourselves excited. So we've planned to have lunch at the local Roland local or whatever up in the Georgetown. Y'all, it's this crazy French Japanese place that is actually delicious. So, but yeah, as I was saying, the reason I'm going to the Lost Wages is because, y'all, first of all, it will have been almost 4 months.
Ooh.
And so that it's been a while. Y'all haven't been anywhere fun.
They've probably got an APB out for you.
Well, I've already gotten some texts like, "Are you okay? Did you we haven't seen you." But I was on the cruise that wasn't the cruise of a lifetime with Big Mama,
right.
And there was nothing to do
it
at night.
It just felt like a lifetime, right?
Right. And so we spent a lot of time in the casino. And y'all, I got my offer from the casino, and it's they partner with MGM, so it all credits back towards my MGM status. And y'all, the MGM reached out and said, "Would you like to stay at the Cosmopolitan for complimentary?" And
ooh.
I said, "Yes." And so,
yes, I would.
So I'll be not staying at the Cosmopolitan. I did go in and look at the offers and decided I'd rather stay at the Grand, at the MGM Grand, only because while I don't think it's as nice, it's just closer to other things. So we'll be staying on that side of the strip, and they did not offer me the Venetian, so I could just walk to the Spiel. But I think the Venetian is, I know the Bellagio is one of their properties, I think the Venetian is, but either way, matters not. So we're going out there for the complimentary stay, and I cashed in some frequent flyer miles. I felt like Big Fatty. Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I cashed in the miles.
Yep.
So it's basically a complimentary trip.
Except for the $800 ticket.
Well, I didn't buy the $800 ticket.
Ah!
I did not buy the $800 one. I also didn't cheap out and get the floor tickets where you stand for the entire hour and a half because you can't see the stage fly. Because you'd be underneath it, basically. And so,
right.
Also, we felt like if we're going to die at the concert, that'd probably be the place where we would. So,
yeah.
We decided not to do that. But, so looking forward to that. There won't be a show that week unless Big Fatty finds a co-host.
Nope.
So there won't be a show that week.
Nope.
He's very busy. Very busy.
Very busy.
And then we've got to get on it. We've got to figure out when we're going to go to the Lost Wages to see the wizard. So
who is we?
Just me. It's the royal we. Although Glovitas, do you want to see the wizard? I just feel like
the wizard.
I don't know that he can sit still that long. So, but yeah, Doc Stone, do you want to see the wizard? But either way, sometime in October, y'all.
Never again.
I've got a big weekend near the end of September. Because one of the coal miners is out on the maternity leave, and so I've got to do her job, I've been doing
well
for 3 years.
I was going to say that would be different than how.
Right. So once that's all over, I've got like a 6 week break because old coal miners weekend isn't until like November 14th or something this year.
Yes, so it's late weekend.
It's late. A late weekend, so I've got a little bit of time in there where I can hoist about a little bit. So, and we still want to go to Key West. So if anybody has a condo or something in Key West that they'd like to loan us, you just let me know. So
Big Mama can probably arrange something.
No, thank you. But Big Fatty, how?
Oh, let me guess. Never again.
Yeah. How? No. Well, I think that's what Big Mama says. It's not me. Big Fatty wasn't here last week because he was at his brother's memorial service, and I listened to the EFO. I did. And all I heard, two things stood out to me about this whole event. And y'all, as I said on the last little show, I'm not going to, just like I was tease Archer about being dead, I'm not going to not treat Big Fatty like I would normally treat Big Fatty just because he was at his brother's memorial. But one, right. I swear I heard you say that you took your coffee maker.
I did.
Could you please explain why you took your coffee maker?
I'm more than happy to. My sister-in-law was having a catered breakfast on Sunday morning for the folks who were from out of town and staying over. But coffee wasn't part of the package. And so I volunteered to bring my coffee maker and have fresh ground dark roast coffee for the folks to drink.
And did you?
I did.
Okay.
And it was very popular.
How many pots of coffee did you make?
I made, I think, four.
Okay. Not too bad, then.
No.
You know. Because the old people, they do like their black coffee.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. The other
thing.
And
I have to say, a lot of the folks at that gathering on Sunday were young folks.
Oh.
And I think that they're friends with my nieces.
Ah.
So that kind of made sense.
Ah. Now, the other thing, because y'all, I listened to the show, Big Fatty's talking. Mm-hmm. And again, these are the only things that I heard were, you brought a coffee maker and you ate seven catered meals. That's what I think I got out of what you actually did for the weekend.
That's pretty much, that's about right.
Okay.
All of the neighbors signed up to bring a meal from breakfast Wednesday till lunch on Saturday. And they brought enough for an army every time.
When the Grand Hat Arena passed away, the Hat Arena's Hat Arena, y'all, it was a joke about when someone would pull up, because my aunt was the receiving home instead of my parents for some reason, and it's probably good. But y'all, the joke was when someone pulled up was, how much fried chicken do you think they brought? And I think I mentioned this on the show. I don't know. We may not have been recording right around that time.
I don't know.
But y'all, it was comical.
Well,
hundreds of pieces of fried chicken. And I'm not kidding. They would all bring the box either from KFC, the bucket from KFC, or they'd go to the Von's East or the Food Lion.
Right.
And they'd bring the little box with the handle on it full of fried chicken. And y'all, I love fried chicken. But it was absolutely. You can't.
Even Big Ricky couldn't eat that much fried chicken.
Correct. Y'all, faggot. Poor Big Ricky. Hopefully that's the Charleston Public Works out there. Y'all, I came home and they dug up my parking lot here at the Vader family compound, and all the water meters were exposed, and there were cones everywhere. And I said, if I don't have any water, I am going to be, but I do.
Well, you know, there's never good when there's conage.
It's true. But y'all, there, and when I say hundreds, I'm not talking like, because you're like, y'all, there were easily 300 pieces of fried chicken brought in 18 hours. And it was my aunt and uncle, my mom and dad, me, and my aunt and uncle's daughter and her husband. So what is that? 2, 4, 6, 7 of
seven.
Us? Seven. Well, y'all. And then
that was only 40 pieces of chicken a person.
Correct. And y'all, you can't really freeze fried chicken. And so it was one of those things where it was like, you hate to throw it out, but what else do you do with it? Because it doesn't keep more than a few days.
Right.
And so, yeah. And then my cousin, we'll call her Lorena, and I, like, my mother got a little upset with us. Because y'all, we're like, well, if we have the choice, we want the good fried chicken. Because obviously it's not going to all be eaten. So, y'all, we would be out in the laundry room where my aunt had it in a her laundry room refrigerator, like looking for what the good fried chicken was.
Now, out of curiosity, what was the good fried chicken?
At that time, it was either the KFC or the Hardee's. The Hardee's fried chicken, I don't think they have it anymore. Y'all, it was delicious.
I don't think they have the fried chicken. They have chicken tenders.
Yes. I'm sorry. It wasn't Hardee's. It was Bojangles, because there's a Bojangles there in town. So we were – and, you know, the father hat and the aunt and uncle don't like the spice. And so even the mild chicken from the Bojangles was spicy to them. So my cousin Lorena and I and her husband were out there, and, y'all, they're fat.
So each of you got 60 pieces.
Basically. And they just couldn't understand. And, y'all, then for several meals, it was the same thing. It's like my Aunt Daisy, who may she rest in peace, was the Grand Hatterina's sister-in-law. She was a – I think she may have been like a school cook at one point in her life. But everyone thought she was the best cook in the world. And, y'all, she was like, oh, I'm bringing lunch for everybody. So on top of everything else – Aunt Daisy brings, you know, everybody's favorite, this, that,
fried or fried chicken.
Well, what do you think she brought? Fried chicken. Now, she had fried it herself, of course. But,
so that was the best of the good fried chicken.
Right. Oh, well, actually, it wasn't really my favorite meal that I ate that week. But yeah, it was, you know, it was comforting to my mother and my aunt, because they grew up with Aunt Daisy. You know, she was the place they went because she was the younger,
right?
The younger aunt, because
she was the hip aunt rather than the broken hip.
Correct. So, because she was about 10, 15 years younger than my grandmother. So, she wasn't, you know, she was in her early 30s whenever they were in their teens. Either way, y'all. So I get it, is my point. Y'all, the Southerners.
Yeah.
When someone dies in a small town or a small neighborhood, or y'all, it's completely out of control.
Well, the similar thing, except there were two homemade pound cakes, but one of them was it tasted just like my grandmother's.
Oh.
And it was like, oh my gosh, this is the good pound cake. In fact, I would tell people, now, they're both good, but this one is better.
Right.
And I should have told them the opposite.
Right. So, and then you were like, I'm just going to take some of it. Yeah.
I'm going to take a little bit of this pound cake home.
Well, you know, the Hatterina is in charge of the cake when someone in the church dies. And so she makes what was her grandmother's pound cake. Which is, it is the best pound cake you'll
ever have. A pound of flour, a pound of butter, a pound of eggs, and a pound of sugar. It's
lard. I'm pretty sure it's got lard in it. And, you know, it's got a glaze on it and all that, y'all. And so, but now everyone just refers to that as the funeral cake. So, and y'all, she can make it in her sleep. But,
That's not a good idea to be.
Really not. Not, you know, at their age.
Cooking in your sheet, sleep.
Yeah. But y'all, if I had the time and the need, I would play the music. But let's talk about my whole family. Y'all.
How is your whole
family?
Family. How is your whole family?
Father Hat is cranky, but he's doing okay.
Okay.
But y'all, the aunt, who I was just talking about, y'all, her husband, it turns out he had gotten strep at some point, and it had formed an abscess. And anyway, he had to be on all these antibiotics, and he was in the hospital, and he had to have it drained, and blah, 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 blah. Well, y'all, then he's had the stroke. And so, or the mini strokes, or whatever. I don't know. I really don't know. But y'all, so now I'm not only keeping up with Father Hat, it's with Hattie Uncle that I'm keeping up. Y'all, it's, yeah.
Too much.
But we're glad you're back. Hopefully there are no more funerals anytime soon.
Yes. I agree.
I mean, I did see Malcolm Jamal Walker passed away. That's Theo from The Cosby Show. But I assume you will not be going to his funeral.
No, I'm, and if I did, I wouldn't take the coffee maker.
Well, they might wish that you had. So,
well, you know.
Oh, well. Y'all, let's you know what? Let's do, what's that called?
How's your hole?
No, I'm trying to, what's the, let's do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Really?
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Y'all, we got a voice letter. And I don't know if this is suggesting the new segment that we're going to have on the little show, but we'll get to that later.
Are we going to have a new segment?
You guys, every morning for a long time, I shouldn't say every morning, I should say 4 out of 5 mornings, when I go to work, there's duck crossing signs, and the ducks are either hanging out over there or they're... if they're not hanging out on the sides where the water is, where they dig these holes, there's a lot of these holes dug in Sioux Falls where there's like extra water or whatever. So anyway, if the ducks aren't hanging out, are they ducks or geese? I think they're ducks. If they're not hanging out in the grass, they're crossing the street. Some mornings we will literally sit there. One morning a guy got out of his car and was whooshing them. What's it called? Swooshing them? No, shooing them. He was out there shooing them. And so anyway,
whoosh,
I'm losing
whoosh.
My mind, honestly. And so anyway, okay.
Welcome to the show.
Today is Friday.
Yes.
On Tuesday, there was a remnants of a dead duck.
Oh.
And I was like, thank God it wasn't me. And I haven't seen the ducks for the rest of the week. I don't even see them over there loitering around the water or in the grass. So they should have just smashed a... Never mind. Woodhaven. Hallway.
Wow.
Okay.
Well,
I think that's going to be a great new segment.
Yeah. Thank you, Mystery Caller. That was very.
What are we going to call it? Swooshing with Miss Bacon.
Right. Y'all, I got a textimonium from Miss Bacon today. I got several actually, and y'all, I felt bad. And also, my friend Scott in Saskatoon, I could not reply to any of them because I was working on something. But y'all. I must have said something. Miss Bacon, y'all, she sent me a picture. She says, I do have a laptop. Y'all, the mixer isn't hooked up to the laptop. As I said, it wasn't. She also said, I listened to you and my good buddy from the middle of Florida gabbing about nothing and just wanted to share my little setup. Now, do I know how to use any of it? No, clearly not the volume button. Then she was having some issues with her clacker balls. And y'all, that's where I had to say, I am not a medical professional qualified to answer those questions. But,
you know, perhaps they could be used to swoosh the ducks.
Probably so. But then
that
we decided...
That one wouldn't be dead if... Okay.
Yeah. Then we decided that... that we're going to have a new segment on the show. It's the Kathy Bacon Memorial segment, and it's called Show Us Your Desk. So y'all, if you want to send us a photo of your desk, whether you're a podcaster or not, whether it's your home desk or your office desk, send a photo, and we'll post them online. Now, Miss Bacon, yours has personal stuff on it, I think. I think it has PII on there, but... if it doesn't, can I post that? So it might be there. I don't know. Y'all, I don't ever post anything on the www. Ooh. But Miss Bacon, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I think that we need to have a little more epitome.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I'm a little bit behind on the podcast. I've been watching. Ooh.
Oh!
I've been listening to the Some of This is Bad podcast. And y'all, it's... It's kind of
what
fun.
Is it? Current events?
No, it's the gays. It's the two gay comedians, and they interview a straight comedian. And so it's fun. It's not, you know, it's not wild and crazy. But I've been listening to that a little bit. So I need to catch
well,
up on my
mainly head. Because there's no epitome. Oh,
well, or, you know, or, I mean, if I subscribe to other shows like that, The Mix, I might listen to them. But yeah,
well, you know,
probably not. But
what can I say? Is the music just really loud today, or is
Daniel
it just
said
me?
That too, and I don't know why. It's not loud.
You know,
the recording.
Because when I think of loud things, you know, there's something just pops in my head. Just this loud voice that pops in my head.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I think it needs a little more bass.
It's a little bit more bass. Well, yeah, there's it's got bass. A lot of bass. I'm just saying.
Ha, 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 ha.